Okay? So again, what we've noted is that Passover, according to the traditional reckoning, is on the 15th of Aviv, the first month. And there are some in the communities we've mentioned that observe, that try to observe it on the 15th. And the reason they do that is because they know they must kill the lamb on the 14th. But because they observe the day on, because they observe a day as starting on in the evening, when evening comes, it's no longer the 14th. Now it's the 15th. But we will see that's not scriptural, that the scriptures say you must celebrate, observe the Passover on the 14th, not on the 15th. But they have no choice, because if their day starts in the evening and they prepared the Passover in the afternoon of the 14th, when evening comes, it's now the 15th, because the day starts for them in the 15th. And as I've mentioned, there are some who actually believe the Passover starts on the 14th, but they face the problem of explaining why they prepare for Passover on the 13th, when the scriptures say the lamb must be slain on the 14th, Passover must be prepared on the 14th, and at the same time must be eaten on the same evening on the 14th. So let's look at the scriptures to see, you know, what does the scriptures actually say, and what is the simple solution? All right, so turning to Exodus chapter 12, I'm going to read some of this as much as I can. Exodus chapter 12. Says verse 1, the Eternal said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, in the land of Mizraim, this month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. Verse 4. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. 5. Verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. So it's not really a little tiny lamb like we often see in the movies. It's actually almost fully grown. It's really a young ram, almost fully grown. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. So it doesn't have to be sheep. It can be a goat. 6. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill their lambs at twilight. So keep that in mind. So from the 10th day, they take their lamb. They were to take the lamb and they hold it. They care for it, making sure it stays pure, because it has to be a pure lamb. And they kill it on the 14th day at twilight, at evening. Okay, so that's when it's done. That's when it's killed at twilight. So that would be approximately about 3 p.m., about the same time our master said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, about the same time. Verse 7, then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat. Verse 8, they shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire. Notice, they shall eat the flesh that night. What night? The night of the 14th. They shall, and you will see that. But, you know, to say that night and not identify it, you know, it's they shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. Verse 10. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning, because Passover ends by the morning. It is strictly a evening, nighttime observance, unlike the Sabbath day, which is a Sabbath day observance during the time of light. The Passover is observed strictly in the night. It's one of two celebrations that's held strictly in the night. It's the Passover and the Day of Atonement. Yom Kippur is also a day, a celebration that's kept in the evening. Those are the only two. And part of the Day of Atonement starts in the evening, but the whole event is really done in the daytime. But we will see that later on another study. But back to this, so Passover is done strictly in the night, cannot be done during the day. And we know why, because it's in honor of our master. When he was arrested at night. Right? He was arrested at night. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. So Passover ends by dawn. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. In this manner, you shall eat it with your belt. We don't need to read all of it. Verse 12, where it says, in this manner, you shall eat it with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the eternal Passover. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and all the powers, all the Elilim of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the eternal. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be for you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the eternal throughout your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. Okay, so now it goes into the days of unleavened bread, which actually start on the which starts on the 15th, the next day. So let's jump to verse 18. So a summary of what we've read: in the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day. What? In the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening. So if a day started at evening, how come here it says here, I'm sorry, if the Passover was on the 15th, why does it say here in the first month from the 14th day of the month at evening? Because that's when it's supposed to be, not on the 15th. Let's look at another. And here's a scenario too. The events that happen, let's look at the laws now. And let me say to you, this is not a celebration here. This is an actual Passover. In our biblical record, we have two actual Passovers and many celebrations in between and afterwards. So the first real Passover, which was an event, as you can see here, then this is not a celebration. This is an event. This was with Moses coming with the children of Israel out of Egypt. The second one was many years later, by our master and savior Yeshua. He was the Passover. That was the fullness of the Passover, even more full than this Passover in itself, because this Passover has elements, especially about the 7 days of unleavened bread, that you don't understand. Why are they celebrating 7 days of unleavened bread? You know, there's nothing that happened. We could understand them celebrating one day of Passover on the 14th, but why the 7 days of unleavened bread? What is that connected with? That's a study we will go into during Passover, and you will hopefully see why. So here in verse 18, it says, in the first month, from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. So the last day of unleavened bread of the feast ends at evening on the 21st day. So it says, for 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. Okay, so let's move on a little. I want to go into the rules. Okay, so the rules start at verse 21. what they were supposed to do. This is not the rules. These are not rules for the celebration. These are what they needed to do to survive that event, that great, frightful plague. This is not a celebration. These are things they needed to do to save their lives. So here's what it says in verse 21. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, go and select lambs for yourself according to your clans and kill the Passover lamb. Now, is the lamb the Passover? Not really. The Passover is when Elohim covers the people and the plague passes over them. The lamb is the lamb for the Passover. It is not in its all by itself the Passover. The Passover is the entire event. That's why I say, and kill the Passover lamb, because it's the lamb for the Passover. What's the Passover? The Passover is when he says here in verse 13, the blood shall be a sign for you on your houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So who's really the Passover here? Elohim. That's the real Passover. He's the one that protected us. So let's go back here to verse 22. So it says, take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. That's very key. None. The only two people that went out before morning was Moses and Aaron when Pharaoh called them for help. As a matter of fact, let's read that. So they were not supposed to go out their house. Why? Until morning. So they're keeping the whole Passover, because the Passover you're supposed to eat it, and anything that's left, you burn it if there's anything left in the morning, as we read before. So no one could left their house. If this was the 15th, there's a problem, and you'll see why. You'll see why later as we can continue, because they were not allowed to leave their house. For the Eternal will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood of the lintel on the doorpost, the Eternal will pass over. Who will pass over? The Eternal. He's the Passover. He's the one that does the passing over. The blood is just a sign. It's just a sign. He's the one that does the passing over the door, and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses. So his presence stops it. He personally does this. Verse 24, you shall observe this rite as a statute in for you and your sons forever. Okay? And verse 27, and when you come to the land that the Eternal will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. Verse 26, and when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Eternal Passover. For he, Elohim, passed over the houses of the people of Israel. So the lamb is really not the Passover. It's one thing in the Passover. There's the unleavened bread. There's the bitter herbs. But the one who does the passing over is Elohim. So verse 29, we see that, verse 31, then Pharaoh, after all the Egyptians, it says, and there was a great cry in verse 30, there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. And verse 30 or 31 says, then he summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, go out from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go serve Elohim, the Eternal, as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. Some, for some reason, believe that Moses was going to listen to Pharaoh instead of Elohim. Elohim said not to leave until the morning. Right? And obviously they didn't, because by this time, we're talking about over a million people. They had to get themselves ready. They had to, they were in their houses. So this is something that was done on the morrow. It wasn't done. They did not leave in the night of the Passover. They left during the day because no one else was allowed. None of the Israelites were to leave their house until morning. Doing that is would have been a sentence right there. So the Passover was killed during the 14th and was to be eaten on the 14th. Let's look at some verses that say that plainly. And again, they could not leave their homes on that night. Now so if Passover was the 15th, there's a problem with that. And let's turn to Numbers chapter 9. Numbers chapter 9. To show you why Passover could not be on the 15th, but was on the 14th. Numbers chapter 9, verses 2, verses 3, verses 5, verses 11. Verses 2 says, "Let the people of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time." What day did it say? "On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall keep it at its appointed time. According to all its statutes and its rules, you shall keep it." So when is Passover kept? On the 14th, it says. So Moses told the people of Israel that they should keep the Passover, and they kept the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai. It says it right there, on the 14th. That's when they did it. Let's look at verse 5. Did I read verse 5? That was verse 11. This is a situation where they missed the Passover because some of them were not prepared, but Elohim said they could hold it on the second month because it's still Aviv, right? So verse 11 of chapter 9 of Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 9 says, "In the second month, on the 14th day at twilight, they shall keep it," or they shall observe it. "They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs." There it says. "They shall leave none of it until morning." Okay? So that's what it says here. Let's look at one more. That's two more. That's Numbers chapter 33. Numbers chapter 33. Let's see what Numbers chapter 33 says. Numbers chapter 33, verse 3 says, "They set out from Ramses on the first month, on the 15th day of the first month." When was the 15th, according to the Torah? The 15th, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. But here, by the traditions that we see today, when we look at a regular calendar, it tells us that Passover is on the 15th of the month of Aviv. But Elohim says no. Elohim says Passover is on the 14th, and that the 15th is the day after Passover. Let's read that again. Verse 3 of Numbers chapter 33. "They set out from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover, the people of Israel went out triumphantly." So, according to the scriptures, on the 15th, the people were not indoors. The people were outdoors leaving. And according to the scriptures, it specifically says the 15th is the day after Passover. So if the 15th is the day after Passover, then Passover must have been on the 14th day, which is really plain, which is what it says. Now, here's another here's the problem with the 15th, because remember what we read in Exodus. It says no one during the Passover, no one was to leave there. The people of Israel were not to leave their houses until the morning. So if Passover was on the 15th, then the people could not have left on the 15th day of the first month, as it says here. Because we're told when they left. They left on the 15th. They can't be inside their houses for Passover and at the same time leaving. Because we know they left. I don't have it. Oh, we'll see. You will see. They actually they started leaving during the day, but they actually left by nighttime. They left by nighttime. If they left by nighttime and a day was by evening, they would have been the 16th, but it's not. It's still the 15th. So we're doing two things. We're seeing here that Passover was on the 14th, but we're also seeing hints by all of these that a day was observed at sunrise and not sunset. Because they left on the 15th. They left in the day. They were leaving in the daytime in the 15th. One last passage here in the law is Deuteronomy chapter 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16. And Deuteronomy chapter 16 verses 3 says, actually, let's start with verse 2. Well, let's start with verse 1. I apologize. Deuteronomy chapter 16 verses 1. We're not reading the whole thing. We'll read up to some of it. Only a few verses. Observe the month of Aviv and keep the Passover to the Eternal, your Elohim. For in the month of Aviv, the Eternal, your Elohim, brought you out of the land of Egypt by night. All right? So there's no contradiction here. We're talking about over a million people. Do you think a million people could leave a city within just a few hours? No. They did not have cars. They did not have, you know, many roads. And they had to go through the gates of Egypt, of Mizraim. So this is something that would take quite a while to do. So Elohim brought you out of Egypt by night. And it was still the 15th. So it could not be, Passover cannot be the 15th. When they were coming out of Egypt on the 15th. Passover was on the 14th day, exactly as Elohim says. And you shall, verse 2, and you shall offer the Passover sacrifice to the Eternal, your Elohim, from the flock or the herd. So that's from the sheep or the goats, at the place that the Eternal will choose to make his name dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Mizraim, the land of Egypt, in haste, that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Mizraim. No leaven shall be seen with you in your territory for 7 days. All right. So there's a lot to say here about Passover, but my only goal tonight was to show that the Passover is on the 14th, according to the Torah, and that we should not follow the tradition of any man. We respect men as possible, but we put Elohim first. So anyone, now we need to, as I've mentioned before, there's an issue. How can you keep Passover as commanded? How can you take the lamb on the, hold the lamb for 10 days, then care for it. No, take the lamb, I'm sorry, on the 10th day of the first month, the month of Aviv, care for it for 4 days, and on the fourth day, slay it and cook it in the afternoon, late afternoon, mid-twilight, on that 14th day, and at the same time, eat it at night, and it's still, and for it to be the 14th. Okay? So some people face that problem. Like some people in the churches of God, because I, as I mentioned, I was a member, faced that problem. So what they say is the lamb is actually killed on the 13th, but it's really the 14th. See, they're trying to make it work in a day, daykeeping schedule that doesn't work because they're starting the day from the evening. So they have a problem. So once the evening comes, it's no longer the 14th. Now it's the 15th. So what they do instead, they say, well, we're supposed to kill it. The Passover was killed on the 13th, on the evening of the 13th, but eaten on the 14th at nighttime. That's not true. They got the eating it at night part, nighttime on the 14th, right? But eating it on the 13th, killing it on the 13th, that's not what the scripture says. You take the lamb on the 10th day and you slay it. You prepare it on the 14th and you'll eat it on the 14th. But because they believe a day begins at the evening, they couldn't solve the problem. And it goes the other way too. There are the others who understand the Passover must be killed on the 14th. But they believe a day starts in the evening. So what they do, they start the day in the evening. So now the 14th comes. At evening, they killed the lamb. But by that time, because they start their new day in the evening, when the evening comes, guess what day it is? It's now the 15th. So they're eating the Passover on the 15th. But we saw in the law, no. It's to be killed on the 14th and eaten on the 14th. So what's the solution? What we talked about on Monday, that a day starts at sunrise. So what happened here was that the day began as nature shows us. Nature shows us the day starts at sunrise, and the word of Elohim does not contradict his own creation. So they started the day at sunrise on when, so when the 14th day came, they took their lamb and making sure, you know, they cared for it since the 10th. So the 14th day come when it's about 3 twilight, they kill the lamb, prepare it, eat it. So it's the 14th. It's the evening of the 14th. So the nighttime comes, it's still the 14th. Okay, it doesn't change at evening because a day starts in the morning. So in the night of the 14th, they eat it. And they wait all that night, and it's still the 14th. But when dawn comes, it's now the 15th. So now the 15th of Aviv begins at sunrise the next day. And with that comes the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where they celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But at the time of Moses, it wasn't a celebration. They were getting ready to leave Egypt at that time. That's what was going on. So, okay. So I'll stop here to take any comments you may have.